Here in Washington, advocates for same-sex marriage are declaring a cautious victory. The city council is preparing to send a bill to the mayor that will allow gay marriages in the nation's capital. But opponents are vowing not to give up the fight. NPR's Allison Keyes has the story.
Openly gay councilman David Catania says he can't wait until tomorrow when the bill he drafted legalizing same-sex marriage is expected to pass the district city council.
After a year of planning and working and strategizing and organizing and cajoling and discussing it, I can finally see that the end is in sight.
The mayor has already vowed to sign it, but the measure has faced strong protest from some residents and also from organizations like the Catholic Church. Susan Gibbs is spokeswoman for the Archdiocese of Washington.
We're really concerned that the legislation doesn't really balance the interests of the people in the city.
Gibbs says the church wants stronger religious protections in the bill so that it won't be forced to provide spousal benefits for same-sex couples.
We will serve everybody. We don't have a litmus test against sexual orientation and being hired. Being gay is not against church teaching. But we do understand marriage in a specific way, and we need to be able to follow that belief.
That specific understanding is that marriage is between a man and a woman, a belief shared by the National Organization for Marriage. President Maggie Gallagher says the advocacy group is planning a pitched battle against the legislation in D.C., as it has in other states this year.
The gay marriage movement was trying to craft a narrative of inevitability, that the culture had shifted and that gay marriage was just going to happen. And I think the triple losses in Maine and New York and hopefully probably what looks like also in New Jersey kind of rips a big hole in that idea.
New York and Maine recently rejected same-sex marriage, and New Jersey just postponed a vote on the issue. Gallagher says it's been an excellent few months for those against same-sex marriage.
It's true that Americans are a tolerant and welcoming people, and that includes gay people, but they draw a bright line around the marriage issue.
Public polling shows clear increase in support for recognition of gay and lesbian couples and support for marriage equality.
At the Human Rights Campaign, National Field Director Marty Rouse is calling 2009 a significant year of progress for same-sex marriage despite those setbacks. Iowa, Vermont, and New Hampshire passed legislation legalizing such unions, but Rouse acknowledges the issue is a sensitive one, even in Washington, D.C., where passage of the measure is all but assured.
We know that there can still be some congressional action and other actions. So it's a victory for sure, but whether or not it could stay in force, we'll have to see.
Opponents are vowing both a legal and congressional battle against the district's legislation. But Washington, D.C.'s congressional delegate, Eleanor Holmes Norton, thinks Congress won't intervene.
It's the district's business. It's the right thing to do. And my job is to make sure Congress does nothing.
She says that the Democrats in charge of Congress believe this is an issue of home rule for Washington, and she believes the same-sex marriage legislation will be law after a 30-day congressional review period. It would take a joint resolution of Congress, signed by the president, to overturn the measure once it becomes law, and advocates don't believe that'll happen. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.